T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you are having a great week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also, follow our college football account for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. At CFB929, at CFB929. It is go time. It is game week. After the bye, George getting ready for Florida, world's largest outdoor, don't call it a cocktail party, down in Jacksonville. It's going to be a good one this year. Georgia only won 6 times since 1990 in the last games, like 3 in a row, 2011, 2012, 2013. Last year, Florida won 24-10. But Georgia is a 14-point favorite going into this year's matchup. It's funny coming from Dogs 24-7. They say that Florida is the perfect rival because they are so easily hateable. We played them for decades, and we have the best neutral site game in the country against them, but we struggle to beat them despite holding the all-time record. That's what makes Florida one of the best rivals for the University of Georgia. I'm kind of starting to buy into the mindset that as much as I like Jacksonville, as much fun as I have going to Jacksonville, those days are few and far between now. It's different when you're single. You can just pack up and throw a cooler of beer and get on. And go sleep in your car if you have to. Well, now you got to make a whole weekend of it. You got to make sure you have somewhere to stay and food, and it's just different atmosphere, and you're a little more concerned about all the drunks everywhere when 10 years ago you were the drunk everywhere. But with that said, we are heading down to Jacksonville, me and my wife and my daughter, and going to take her and let her experience her very first world's largest outdoor apple juice party. Now, I got a little bit of flack for that. I put out there on social media that getting ready to take Caroline to her first Georgia, Florida. Some people were saying, what are you doing taking a 4-year-old to Jacksonville? Are you high? Are you dumb? She's 4. Hey, number one, it's not like she's a newborn and she's still nursing. She can hold her own. Like, but there's so many drunks down there. There's drunks everywhere. Go to a Braves game out in the Battery after a game, there's drunks everywhere. Go to a Falcons game. You're not going to find any major event where there's not drunks everywhere. I think it's a little bit higher at Georgia, Florida. Especially this year, the Georgia fans are going to be pretty drunk. But I have no problem taking it. Since when do we start putting age limits and when you can take kids to certain events? Like, I guess maybe wrestling, you know, may not be appropriate for a 5-year-old, but even now wrestling's more kid-friendly than it ever has been. But for a football game, a college football game, why? Because there's going to be drunks in the parking lots? What, have you never been to Athens on a Saturday, big SEC matchup? I was really taken back at the amount of resistance I got from people saying, oh, you're a bad father to take your 4-year-old to a cocktail party. Okay, well, I need somebody to drive me home. Here's the other bit of contention I got is, with her coming with us, we know we're not going to make the whole game. I would go down there and tailgate, walk around, play. I may have a beer or two. She's more of a vodka girl. My wife, probably water. And then once we get into the game, my daughter is only going to last for about 30 minutes. She doesn't sit still. She's much like her father. She doesn't like to hang out for a long period of time in one location. It's like when they bring her to Braves game, she runs around the entire time. So I'm not expecting her to hang out and watch and analyze the Georgia game with me. I want her to sit long enough so we can see a handful of plays, hopefully see a couple of Georgia touchdowns, cheer a little bit, and then I know we're probably going to have to go. And by then, if we do get there early, which we're probably going to have to do to find parking, she's going to be exhausted. It'll be time to pack up and head back. So if we can make it to the half, I'll be impressed. The game is almost secondary. Now it's about a family fun day Saturday in Jacksonville, and we're staying about 20 minutes north of Amelia Island. So I'm looking for tickets to go to the game, and Georgia fans are very proud this year. As you've noticed from the Vandy game and Notre Dame game, Georgia's traveling very well. So to find a ticket on the Georgia side is a little pricey. However, you go over to the Florida side, you can find cheap seats for earlier this week. They were at about $75, $80 for the cheap seats. These are way up top in the nosebleeds. And as of today, they've dropped down to $60. That could be below face value. So here's what my thought process is. Get down there early, drive around, find a good parking space. I might actually pay the extra money. Normally, if it's just me going or my boys or even me and my wife, I'll park a half mile out. I don't care. You get a walk-in beer and you pop around from tailgate to tailgate and you talk to people. But if I've got Doodlebug with me, I'm going to try to get a little bit closer. So I don't mind paying, you know, $50 to park. That doesn't bug me. Not saying that I have the coin to do that, but I'll just make it convenient for her. And then we'll go and play a little bit and go to the game. And I don't mind sitting on the Florida side. And I do not want to spend more than $75 for a ticket. So we're going to go ticketless. And we're going to walk around and maybe we can find somebody trying to get rid of them at the last minute. If that means waiting till right at kickoff. Now, right before kickoff, somebody says, oh, I still want $100 per ticket. Okay, well, good luck with that. We'll get in the car and drive 20 minutes north and go watch it from the house. And that way I can really have a couple of beers. But I do want to go in and watch a little bit of it. Now, at first, I was a little concerned about taking her onto the Florida side. But the more I think about it, number one, I think there's going to be a lot of red on the Florida side this year because people in the same situation I am, looking at a really good Georgia team, looking to get down there and looking at the cheaper prices on the Florida side. And then number two, if I have a four-year-old with me, I don't care how much of a redneck, white trash Florida fan you are, I don't think you're going to try and pick a fight with a father and his daughter. Don't get me wrong now, Caroline can kick some butt. We've wrestled before. She always seems to knee me right in the no-no spot. So it should be a good time. I'm very excited. If you're listening to this and you do have tickets, you know, trying to unload them, not looking to make a mortgage payment off of the profits, I'll be more than happy to take them off your hands. I'm really excited about her experiencing Georgia, Florida. So as we get ready for Georgia, Florida on Saturday, let's hear from Jim McElwain, head coach of the Florida Gators. He's talking about Fromm, Chubb, and Sony Michel.
He's doing a good job. I mean, obviously they did a year ago too, and they put some pieces around him that are playing at eye level. I mean, those backs are real, as you guys know, and they're healthy, and they're running a good crew through there, and they're doing a really good job formationally, some shifts, some motions, and doing a little fastball stuff that kind of keeping guys off balance and helping him a little bit too. They just they do a good job of complementing each other, and I see the unselfish nature in which those guys are playing, and I think that speaks a lot about where their team is right now.
Speaking of our quarterback, Jake Fromm, here's Kirby Smart talking about Fromm getting the start this year.
Anytime you've got a true freshman starting, it's challenging. I think this kid's grown. He's gotten better each week. Hope that continues. I think what makes it challenging is the Florida defense that happens to be in Jacksonville. So it's not just the fact we're playing in Jacksonville, it's that we're playing against a caliber of defense that has been really, I mean, over the last 10 years, they've been, you know, one of the best defenses in the country.
And finally, earlier this week, former Georgia quarterback, now broadcaster analyst for CBS Sports, Aaron Murray. He was on with the morning show on Sports Radio 19 on the game, talking about the intensity of this rivalry between Georgia and Florida.
This year's rivalry, you see on the field every year, someone's putting a finger in someone's eye, someone's going to hit someone late, there's always going to be some smack talking going on. And those Florida fans are pretty brutal. So it gets a little entertaining on the field, off the field. Especially when you see a bunch of Florida fans running around and those ugly jorts they have going on.
Love it when you get the jorts comment in there. If anybody asks, it is Georgia, Florida. It is not. Like even the Twitter account is FLAGA. No, it's not. It's Georgia, Florida. Got a fun little drinking game for you for this weekend's game. So if you're watching at home on CBS, 3:30 game, SEC on CBS. Here's your drinking game. Every time you hear Brett Nessler and Gary say, on the banks of the St. John's River, take a shot. Don't take a shot. Actually, just take a sip. Take a sip when they show you the SEC East standings with Georgia on top. Take a drink whenever they mention that Florida has won the East the last 2 years in a row. Take a drink whenever they show a highlight of Herschel Walker or Tim Tebow. That's going to be a lot of drinking. Take a drink when you see a clip of Jake Fromm playing in the Little League World Series. Take a drink when they zoom in on a very frustrated Jim McElwain. Double drink, so take a double shot, a double sip, if they get uncomfortably close to Jim McElwain's yellow teeth. Take a drink if a Gator has a personal foul throw on him. A double drink if it's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Drink a shot. Take a shot if they show a Gator fan with a mullet. And a double shot to Gator fan wearing jorts. So there you go. Have some fun. Ramos, let's do one more story for you. Since Georgia, Florida has played in a football stadium, here's the top NFL stadium football foods. The Bengals have the Taco Tot. They're like nachos, but with tater tots. The entire dish is tater tots loaded with queso blanco, chorizo crumbles, pico de gallo, and jalapeno. Taco Tot. It's nachos, but on top of tater tots. Chiefs have the loaded potato skins burger. The loaded potato skin burger is a fried potato skins covered with cheese, bacon bits, and sour cream, all serving as the bun for a burger with lettuce and tomato. Think about how greasy your hands would get off that. I mean, you're getting your burger and your fries all in the same bite. Tampa Bay has the donut burger. Two whole donuts as the bun. It's not one slice in half. It is two legitimate donuts as the bun. A hamburger patty, fried egg, and bacon. That's when you're just done. You're like, you know what? I give up. I think I'm going to wear sweatpants for the rest of my life. The Bears have the French toast and sausage sandwich. French toast with maple bacon sausage. Spiced apple compote. I almost said compost. Toasted pecan, sharp shredded cheese, and a caramel maple syrup. I ain't going to lie. That sounds pretty good. And the Eagles have the Slim Chicken. It's a Frosted Flakes crusted chicken breast topped with sharp cheddar cheese and a ghost chili honey glazed bacon on a sliced apple fritter. You had me into the ghost chili honey glaze. Top NFL stadium fools. I think I got that from For the Win. All right, that's it for this week. I cannot wait. Hey, if you're coming down to Georgia, Florida, again, I say this every week, shoot me a tweet at Marco, M-A-R-K-O, 6262. And again, if you're trying to unload your tickets, shoot me a tweet. I'll buy them from you. I just want to take Doodlebug to the game. Big game for the Dogs this week. Looking forward to it. 14-point favorites. Hopefully everybody has a good time. Can't wait to talk about it next week. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening. Go Dogs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.